rise.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening, Monday service, is from the gospel lesson, as you have heard read from Mark chapter 14, and we've also incorporated into this sermon the Old Testament and the epistle lesson. The theme for the night, as you have been hearing through the Lent midweek services, that we are to return to the Lord. Tonight you are invited to return to the table. Please be seated. My dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, blood and covenant, they go together. Wherever God establishes a covenant, generally speaking, it is always sealed with blood. Tonight is no exception. In fact, tonight is the end result of this connection between blood and covenant. It's Holy Thursday, not commonly called Maundy Thursday, the night in which our Lord Jesus Christ establishes a new covenant with us. As he says, and you'll hear tonight, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Dear ones, it's very important for us to understand the word testament or covenant and what it truly means. In God's holy word, a covenant is generally a relationship that God establishes with his people. God takes the initiative. It is his doing. It is him revealing himself to man, to you, to me, to take us unto himself. As we hear tonight, I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. After the fall into sin, though, man by nature does not know God. Man no longer has fellowship with God. Not knowing God as he truly is. Man is lost. Well, I should say man was lost. Spiritually blind and groping about in that wasteland of spiritual darkness. We know a sin. That's man's natural state. That is our natural state. So if it's going to be a right relationship between God and man, God must take the initiative. If not, we could not know God. Therefore, God did take action, and he did it for your sake. And he dealt with the horrible effect of sin. He suffered what we should have suffered. Jesus died the death that we should have died. He paid the price for our sin. The price was the shedding of his holy, innocent blood. This is the biblical connection between blood and covenant. Covenant is God reaching out, or should I say God reaching down to you to establish this relationship with you. And blood is how he does it. It's how he seals the covenant. Since without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Back in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve fell into sin by listening to the evil one, they fell out of relationship with God. So what did God do to restore the relationship? If you guessed blood and covenant, you would be correct. God established a new covenant, a covenant of promise with all mankind. He promised that a Savior would one day be born of a virgin, be born of a woman, and that he, this offspring, would crush the head of the serpent. God's promise, his covenant, was then sealed with blood as God killed an animal and clothed Adam and Eve with the skin of that animal. That animal's blood was shed for the purpose of covering the sin of Adam and Eve. As you may recall, Adam and Eve tried to cover their own shame with a fig leaf. Not good enough. What Adam and Eve did, is not good enough. It could not cover them. What we do will not cover our sin. God could only cover their sin and our sin, their shame and our shame, their guilt and our guilt. And he did it through the shedding of blood, providing a substitute to die in their place. Centuries later, God revealed himself to Abram and established a covenant, a promise with him. The Lord would bless Abram and make him a great nation, changing Abram's name to Abraham, since all the families of the earth would be blessed through his offspring. Yes, that covenant too was sealed with blood, the blood of circumcision. Circumcision was the sign of God's holy covenant with Abraham. Abraham's descendants, though, were ultimately taken into slavery. They were taken into slavery by the Egyptians. Yet the Lord remembered his covenant with Abraham, and he brought them out with a mighty hand. The Passover was how the Lord brought them out of Egypt. And the Passover involved, right there, right before the face of everyone, it involved blood. The blood of a lamb had to be painted on their doorpost and the lintel of every home. And when the angel of death would come upon that home, seeing the blood of the lamb, the angel of death would pass over. So Almighty God leads his people Israel to Mount Sinai, his holy mountain. There the Lord makes a covenant with them. He makes a covenant through Moses as their mediator. The Lord gives them a special way of life that they are to follow when they come into the promised land. They are to remember the holy Ten Commandments, and they are to remember the Book of the Covenant. The people then respond to Moses, also responding to the Lord. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. They did not do. Even though they did not do, as you heard in the Old Testament reading, the covenant was sealed with blood as Moses threw the blood on them. Yes, the Israelites broke that covenant. They failed in their promise. They sinned time and time and time again. Sound familiar? Yes, we do the very same. You and I, we are faithless and fickle people of God. God has made us his children through the word and water of holy baptism. That is God reaching down to us to make us his dear child, taking us to be his own. And our response, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Yet we don't. You know that. I certainly know it. We sin, and we deserve to be removed from the covenant, to be cut off from God's last will and testament. We deserve to be eternally condemned. Thanks be to God. Yes, thanks be to God that he is full of grace and mercy. He has provided for us a new covenant. And once again, this new covenant is sealed in blood. Only it's not the blood of an animal, not of a nameless animal from the Garden of Eden, or the blood of a lamb that was painted on a doorpost and lintel. No, this blood is the blood of Jesus, the Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away all of your sin, and thank God, all of my sin. Jesus is that Lamb, the very Lamb of God, who takes away all sin. Our forgiveness comes at a very high cost, a very high cost indeed, the most precious cost of all, the holy, innocent blood of God's only begotten Son, sealing his covenant with you and with me forever. As you heard Paul write from our epistle, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation, a koinonia, a communion, a covenant in the blood of Christ? Yes, it is. The bread that we break, is it not a participation, a koinonia, a communion, a covenant in the body of Christ? Yes, it is. So tonight, this very night, you will receive the very body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sin. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation for each of you. The effect of your sin are forgiven. Your sin will no longer destroy you. Your sin will no longer damn you to hell eternally. Your Savior gives you his very body and blood for the remission of all your sin. You have life and you have salvation forever. When God establishes a covenant, when he established a covenant with Israel, he sealed it with blood. And as you heard from the gospel lesson, at the very end of the gospel lesson, God threw a feast. There's a feast that went with it. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven of clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. When Jesus established a new covenant with you and with me and sealed it with his blood, there's a meal that goes with it, a feast. This is the meal that you will come to his table tonight, to his board, as you just sang from the great hymn by John Huss. In this meal, in his meal, he points you to another meal, a meal that is waiting for each and every one of us, the feast of the Lamb that will be enjoyed by you and me in his kingdom forever and ever. There in that city, in that great city, there are streets of gold, clear as crystal. There we shall behold God, and we shall eat and drink with him. We will be in his presence. We will see him face to face. Unlike the elders of Israel, though, God did and has laid his hand on us. And he has blessed us, and he has forgiven us of all our sins. In closing, it is because a lamb went uncomplaining forth, Jesus the Christ, the Lamb of God, willingly going the way of the cross for you, for you, for you. Sealing the once and for all covenant of promise with his own precious, innocent blood. So now hear his invitation. Come, eat. Come, drink for the forgiveness of all your sin. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.